Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Random Chatter. This is the first video episode, probably ever, of Random Chatter. We did some video episodes of Echo Base a few years back as a test run, so we can't really say that about Echo Base. But this is the first video Random Chatter episode. We are so glad you are here with us. We have a live chat room here. We have a live Eric, and we have a live Tim. Tim, how you doing tonight?
I'm live.
That's true. Better than dead. Though you might be more interested. I don't know. We'll revisit that later. Mm-hmm. Lou cannot join us tonight because we got kind of a late start. Lizzie can't join us tonight.
She's dog sitting.
Dog sitting?
Yes, she's dog sitting.
Dude, we're on video. We could have dogs on the video. That would be awesome. What is her problem?
We could. I have dogs.
Lizzie. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, and it would have been good to hear her too. But dogs.
Woof.
Right? Woof. Okay. How you been doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good. It's a lovely 3-day weekend.
Which is always nice.
And Yeah. Had some new windows installed in the house over the week, and we're working on refinishing some window frames.
Okay.
So, you know, that's our exciting homeowner stuff.
Sounds
that we have
good.
Going on up here. And it's been rather cold up here in central New York.
Yeah.
Lows dipping down into the, negative single digits, and you know, that's good. That's about it.
Mm. Yeah. It's
life
been
is good.
Cold here too. No snow though.
Yeah. Like 50s.
No, I got 40s. Down to 22 the other night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
But no snow. Like, why can't we have snow? The only good thing about winter is snow. And there's been, like, none of it this year. We've had one decent snowstorm. And decent maybe is a bit of a stretch. And that's it. If you're going to make it cold, at least give us snow so we can enjoy it after.
I agree. I am pro snow. I like snow, big fan. And we have certainly not gotten enough this year. We have been, we're considerably behind in our snowfall total.
Carrie, so I know you're out in California. It's too cold for snow, or so my parents say when it gets that cold. This cold is not too cold for snow. I lived in North Dakota for a few years, and it was colder than this. We still got snow. There is a threshold, apparently, but 22 degrees is not it. We should still get our dang snow. Anyhow, so random chatter. We want to hear from everybody out there and give us some feedback on hopefully what you think of this video episode. Now, I want to point out this is the first video episode. There are going to be some glitches. We already know there's a little bit of an audio sync. Thank you for David in the chat room for giving us some very important feedback about that as we've been going on tonight. But we would still love feedback from you guys on what you think of the video episode, but also the content we're going to discuss tonight. So you can email us at randomchatter@randomchatter.com. Very easy to remember. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram @randomchatter. You can join us in our Discord server. If you go to randomchatter.com/discord, it's free to download the app. It's free to join the server. And we've got channels here for each one of the shows on the network. Great place to hang out and talk about different stuff we discuss here. And for those people who help support the network through Patreon, we, as a special thank you, have created a bunch of extra channels that are topic-based, whether it's spoilers or channels for different franchises or things about, we were just talking about dogs, things about pets or outdoor activities or photography or whatever you're into. We've got lots of different conversations going on there. So if you'd like information on how to do that, go to randomchatter.com/Patreon. And everybody who donates there, no matter how much it is, just a dollar a month even, they get access to the rest of the Discord server. And, you know, Tim, now that we're doing video streams, I think we need to bring back Random Chatter Community Gaming Night.
Yes.
Uh-oh. We just lost Tim's video. Tim.
That's all right.
Is right merely back. A dot on the video screen. That's okay. Maybe he'll come back. His audio is still here, so that's good. The good news is there's no longer an audio sync issue between his audio and video. See, troubleshooting technical problems as we go. We're just that good, ladies and gentlemen. So, oh, hey, and he's sporting his Random Chatter Echo Bass t-shirt.
Yeah.
Sweatshirt.
No, I just had to get rid of the hoodie. It was getting warm in here.
Thank you for not stripping on stream.
My pleasure.
That's good. So anyhow, those are ways you can get in contact with us. We definitely appreciate the feedback. We would also appreciate it if you tell your friends about us. Another way you can help support the network, speaking of his Echo Bass shirt there, is we have a merchandise store. If you go to randomchatter.com/store, we have t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, all kinds of different things you can buy for your favorite shows on the Random Chatter Podcast Network. So check that out. Lou, unfortunately, he has some stuff in the show notes here for what he's been watching recently, and he's not going to talk about any of it. So I'm going to steal a couple of his. But first off, Tim, what have you been watching recently?
All right. So let's a good handful of things here. So we just got done recording Echo Bass. Number of folks here with us in the Twitch stream chat who were with us then, and I mentioned the Disney Plus 20 recommended episodes of Star Wars: The Clone Wars, leading into the season, the next season that's coming up within a week, which I'm really excited about. So that was really good. Watched Iron Man 2, which is the best sequel of the Iron Man franchise, far superior to Iron Man 3.
How do I've got a button here that gets rid of your video. Where is that? Does that do it? Oh, look at that. Oh, bye-bye, Tim. Bye-bye.
Oh, good.
Oh, your audio is still here. I guess I'll bring the video back. Dang it. Got to find the audio button. Iron Man 2, the best sequel, really? Like, that's one of the worst MCU movies there are. Like, arguably the worst. Even worse than Thor 2.
I don't even know who you are. We're not having this conversation here. You are welcome to come over onto Guardians, where you and Liz can team up against me with this whole Iron Man 3 crap. I am ready and willing to defend
my
position.
Oh my gosh, how much did you pay the people in the chat room? They're agreeing with you.
Cheers.
Iron Man 2 is awesome, Carrie says, as is Thor 2. I mean, Thor 2, I didn't really mind. I just know it's loathed by a lot of people. David seems to like Iron Man 2 as well. Watch as this podcast evolves into Eric just turning people off for having any conflicting opinions. Hey, listen, if there's a master of turning people off, it's Eric. Just ask anybody I've ever dated. So going back to your story, Tim.
Eric is suddenly embodying Twitter. Like all of Twitter.
Well, you know, I can't very well block him while he's on the show with me, people. But
Yeah.
So Iron Man 2, you watched that.
Yes. And the evening of Valentine's Day, my wife and I watched Casablanca, which is one of our favorite movies.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the quintessential Valentine's Day movie, Deadpool.
I tried to talk her into it, and I may or may not have been threatened. I'm just going to put that out there.
Robin. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll you know, me and my unicorn will still watch it during the week.
Yeah. yeah. Quiet time.
And wow. Then also something that I highly recommend. It's on Disney Plus. There are several episodes of this. Forky asks a question. It is freaking hilarious. It's great.
The thing from Toy Story?
Yes. Forky? So that's Forky from Toy Story 4, I guess. I don't know. I didn't see the movie.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But I know he's from Toy Story.
Okay.
And so these are shorts. They're less than 4 minutes long. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those just, you know, brilliant things that comes from, you know, Pixar, where they are. The visuals are very attractive and wonderful for kids.
Yeah.
But there is enough subtext to the dialogue that adults are like, oh, yeah, this is like fantastic and mind blowing and amazing and really funny. So I thought it was great. Okay. They're worth watching. Again, they're shorts. There's a handful of them. You can watch them all within 20 minutes. So, yeah. Okay. Forky asked a question. It's hilarious. I highly suggest What is Cheese to start with.
What is Cheese?
I think that's good. Yes, What is Cheese?
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So that's what I... How about you? What have you been watching, Eric?
I don't remember. Because I didn't prep the box for tonight's show because I thought Lou was going to be running it and I wasn't even sure I was going to be on tonight's show. And now I got nothing. I've watched, I'm not even sure I'd call it a guilty pleasure. I watched a reality show, which already not my thing. And it was on Netflix and it's called The Circle.
Okay.
And I watched it because I heard enough about people saying, you know, I started it and I can't stop it now. I can't turn it off. And a lot of people binged all the way through it. And I thought, okay, well, I at least want to see what it's like. And the contestants are brought into what looks like an apartment building and they're living in a little apartment and they can only interact with each other through social media, an internalized social media system called The Circle. And through their interactions and their profiles and their chats and some games they do and stuff like that, people basically get voted up or voted off. Mm-hmm. Kind of an interesting concept. And I am embarrassed, humiliated to say that I actually sat through the entire series, primarily because I found it fascinating how some people choose to be artificial for the sake of trying to get other people's attention and how some people try to be upfront and honest because they've got integrity and they're not going to pretend they're something other than who and what they are. And so from a sociological and psychological point of view, I thought it was really interesting. Mm-hmm. Even though the show was kind of meh. So I think if you're into that sort of thing, I think it is interesting. So I watched that. I watched, what's the name of it? I'm partway through Mythic Quest.
Okay.
It's on Apple Plus or Apple TV Plus. This is the first Apple TV show I've watched. I finally started watching one and I'm so glad that I did. It's basically, have you ever watched Silicon Valley on HBO?
No.
Okay, so it's about it's about a tech startup company run by some really socially awkward, kind of incompetent people who know tech really well and have no clue about business, no clue about like user base and things like that, how to navigate different negotiations and stuff. It's a comedy. And it's HBO, so it's more R-rated, but it's really good. Mythic Quest is... this team who run an MMO, so think World of Warcraft, but it's about the main guy who's kind of the face of the game, who's completely arrogant and full of himself and narcissist. You've got the money guy played by Danny Pudi from Community, Abed. You've watched Community, right? Yep. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So he's like the money guy, the investor who everything is about microtransactions and how to monetize things. You've got the lead developer who's the creative and she actually cares about the game. And this different selection of characters and them trying to keep this game up and running. And it's really interesting. I highly recommend it.
This does sound interesting. I don't have HBO.
No.
So that's a bit of a barrier.
Silicon Valley is on HBO. Mythic Quest is on Apple TV Plus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
There was some statistic recently, something like only 20% of the people who were eligible for the free trial of that have taken them up on it, including people who get a new Apple device and you automatically, I think that the time period for that ended a few days ago, but you automatically get it free for a year. Mm. That's what I'm on right now. And a lot of people haven't signed up or they've signed up and haven't watched anything, but
Interesting. Okay.
So, Picard, you've watched Picard, I hope.
I have not.
Oh, Tim. Carrie, are you still in chat? This is the time for you in chat to tell Tim the whole list of what's wrong with him right now, because Picard is really awesome. I liked Star Trek Discovery in the second season. Didn't care for it too much in the first half of the first season. Yeah, chat room. Picard is amazing.
I do intend on watching it.
I was really surprised, especially now that Patrick Stewart's kind of getting on in years. It's a really good show. They cover a lot of content really quickly. It's the pacing of the show, especially by late in the second episode, is just really, really good. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend it.
Okay.
And I have a friend of mine who, I don't know if I mentioned this before or not, kind of suckered me into watching Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, a sitcom that's now available on Netflix. And I don't understand why, but I'm really liking this show. It's really well written, especially for a sitcom. The characters are believable. I mean, it's very silly, and the lead character will go off on these tangents and kind of in her own mind, and it breaks into a musical, and you know I don't like musicals. And yet it works. It's really good.
Mm.
Yeah. So
you've been watching Lego Masters, right?
Oh, that's the other one. Yes. I watched the second episode of it yesterday with my son. And it's
very good.
Surprisingly good. Yeah. And it's got really good ratings too. I was expecting it to bomb, but people seem to really, really like it.
I like it. I enjoyed it. I think it's a lot of fun. I happen to have the information for the publicist over at Fox passed over to me. So I am trying to get one of the people on this show at some point, hopefully in the near future. We'll see how that works out.
Nice.
More time, listeners, don't get your hopes up. More times often than more times often than not, the requests are usually turned down.
They often are,
because they have, the networks have very specific things that they want to do for promotion, and they tend to not deviate. And unfortunately, a lot of podcasts, so podcasting is simply not part of their package of it's what they want
there,
to do.
But
I believe the person who I'm looking to have on has already guested on a podcast to talk about it.
Well, that's
so
good news.
So that will hopefully mean that I'm able to get access to that person here. They are very much willing. I've actually known this person by way of social media for probably 2 years now.
Oh, wow. So
that also helps a bit, I think.
Good.
We'll stay tuned. We'll see what we can do. But real fun show. Love that show.
It really is. David in the chat room, regarding Picard, I assume, my mom loved it. I watched 10 seconds and was bothered by the acting. It didn't make sense to me, that chess game. The first episode, honestly, is a little rough. I'd say give it till at least the third episode. If you like it, great. If you don't like it by the third episode, you're probably not going to like it beyond that. But I think it's definitely worth more than 10 seconds. I was not that enamored with it at first either, until probably much later in the first episode, I think. I almost gave up on it most of the way through the first episode. And I said all the way through the end, and I'm like, okay, I like that. I'll give it some more time. And I'm glad I did. Tim, you want to take us through the box office update?
Yeah, absolutely. So the numbers I'm going to give here are a little bit different from what we usually give. IMDb or Box Office Pro, same thing. I'm guessing it's because of the holiday weekend, so they have not yet reported their weekend statistics.
Oh, wonderful.
So yeah, so I'm able to give the statistics, the current estimated box office statistics, but I'm not getting the weekend breakout just yet. But where we're at, Sonic the Hedgehog, amazingly. All right, let's talk about this.
My son wants me to take him to see this tomorrow, and I'm trying to find, I love my son. I love going to see movies with my son, but movies are expensive. And I'm thinking, do I want to invest in Sonic the Hedgehog?
This blows my mind. This movie was barely expected to make $50 million. It's estimated to make $68 million. That's more in its opening weekend than Birds of Prey in 2 weeks. I don't even know how that's possible. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. It's, you know what? If they did the Sonic the Hedgehog movie in the 90s, yeah, absolutely. That would make some money. Sonic the Hedgehog now, Eric, mm-hmm. your son, he knows who Sonic the Hedgehog is?
My son is obsessed with Sonic the Hedgehog. For those who are not watching the video, there's this confused look on Tim's face now. And I'm glad that people will finally get to see it in a video show now. Yeah. Kids, listen, Sonic has come back. So not only is retro gaming a thing now.
Yeah.
And
I know Sonic isn't like Super Smash Brothers and stuff, but it is. I mean, there's not a Sonic game right now.
Yeah, there's Sonic and Mario Olympics, and then they just released another Sonic and Mario Olympics for 2019 or 2020. I think it's 2020. There's Sonic Forces. There's another Sonic game that just came out. I think there's a Sonic Racing game that's kind of like a Mario Kart sort of thing.
I didn't know there was such
Sonic
an array
Endless
of
runner on iOS, I think. Yeah, well, yeah, it's still like it's had a resurgence, and I really hate to say it, but the movie probably came out at the perfect time. I'd rather it not have come out at all. Now, Erasure in our Discord community went to see it with his kids, and he said that not only did they really like it, but he really liked it.
Yeah.
I can't get past Jim Carrey as
so. For Dr. Robot, yeah. So Rose just brought up the whole thing that happened with changing Sonic's animation and such, which their original cut of it was just really bad. It was terrible, and huge backlash on social media, and so they made the change.
Yeah.
And this is just one. This is one of those interesting things. And I think with maybe we kind of have a shortish episode here. We might be able to take a couple minutes to talk about this. It's the whole issue of how much should movie studios be essentially pandering to fans. And, you know, I look at two sides of it. One side of it being that obviously if fans don't like something, then you're minimizing the amount of money that you're going to make. And studios in the end are out there to make money.
Yeah.
So that's that. But on the other hand, if studios are going to jump every time there is some group of people on social media, or even worse, some petition out there, some online petition that demands that studios make certain changes before they release a movie or re-release a movie, you know, release the Snyder cut, release, you know, whatever other crap that like the internet's putting out there. I'm just so torn with this. It's like, yes, the studio should be putting something out that they think is going to make money. But when it comes to like all this fine tuning stuff, it gets to me.
Listen,
the original Sonic was so bad.
It was bad. It was horrible. Was listen, I agree with you. And the whole petition culture that it has come about now, I'm really annoyed with it, but it really did look so bad. I'm not in favor of the way some of the people online handled it, but I am in favor of giving the feedback to the filmmakers, and the filmmakers looked at it and they said, you know what, this is a legitimate concern. And they fixed it. And I think it looks really good. Now, I'm not saying the movie looks really good. And maybe it is really good. I don't know. But the visual design of the character has been fixed. Like, it looks legitimate
now. So much better.
And I'm cool with that. And I think that, and their response of being supportive to the fans, and maybe that's one of the reasons why the box office is doing so well, because as Rose said in the chat, it got a lot of attention, and now there's kind of a cult that's been following this movie, and I think had they not done it, it wouldn't have been as successful.
Yeah.
But they
kind
did.
Of the whole,
they listened
no
to the fans.
Such thing as bad press type of concept.
Yeah. And there is a built-in fan base, and those were the people who were getting the most upset. And if you piss them off enough, they're not going to come see your movie, and they are the people you are relying on, especially for a video game movie. We do not have a history of video game movies doing well at the box office. Ever.
But to do more in its opening weekend than Birds of Prey pulls in 2 weeks, I don't get it.
Mike must hate that.
I don't get it.
He must be livid. He must be through the roof.
I'm livid over it. I simply don't. And I'm not knocking the Sonic movie. I'm very happy for the Sonic movie. But the whole Birds of Prey thing, and Carrie brings up in the chat that it was misnamed. Yeah, absolutely. There's a big aspect to that, that it needed to have Harley Quinn's name right up front in the title instead of at the end of the subtitle. But that said, people still knew, at least in terms of the fandom, they still knew. That kills me. And by all accounts, there's no one who I have – any reviews I've read or listened to or anything in regard to Birds of Prey, people were either okay on it or they loved it. No one I've seen hated it. Hmm. No one.
Okay.
I'm sure they're out there. I'm sure they're out there. But all the reviews have ranged from medium to high. I haven't heard any lows. So
okay.
So Birds of Prey, by the way, 61.7 million in their second week. Fantasy Island in its opening weekend, 14 million. This is the Blumhouse one. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. People seem to be liking it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've also heard I've heard mixed reviews on it. Some of them not so good, but most of them have been fairly positive. Bad Boys for Life still hanging in the top five in their fifth week with 183 million total. And Jumanji bumped back up into the top five in their 10th week.
Wow.
Their 10th week. And they're still in the top five. That's incredible.
That's impressive.
Either
that or it was a really bad week at the box office.
And they've got 307 million total. So they broke the 300 million mark domestic. Nice. So that's fantastic.
All right. And this week, I guess we have Brahms the Boy 2.
No one cares.
No interest in that. And The Call of the Wild. I don't know. Harrison Ford. I don't see it doing that well, though.
I don't either. They've been marketing it fairly well.
Yeah.
I don't see it doing real well. I would be surprised if it makes 40 million.
Oh, I don't think it'll make that. I don't think it'll open at number one. I don't think it'll open at number two.
Yeah.
I predict it'll open at four or five.
Yeah, probably.
David in the chat room is asking, what happened to The Last Measure? And Carrie says, didn't it get delayed? I think it did get delayed.
Yes. Out to September. That is not definitive. That's kind of the, we think it's going to come out in September thing.
Mm. So it's limited just for now.
We just found that out tonight, doing the box office update, that it didn't go. So,
okay.
And then the last week of February, we have The Ride, and, I'm really, really excited about this new version of The Invisible Man coming out. This story looks phenomenal.
Yeah. I have to say I wasn't at first, but after watching the trailer, I am hooked. I'm definitely interested in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that looks like that's a lot of fun. In the movie draft, Eric, you are, continuing on with your lead.
All right. I haven't looked at it. How strong is the lead? Am I barely pulling out, or am I?
You've been in the lead now for a few weeks, and you're doing pretty well. Andrea is still holding on to second place. Andrea like sprinted out of the gate, and then all of her movies were done.
Yeah.
So she's basically been holding at a static line, you know, just slowly creeping ahead with residuals, and you just kind of blew past her. So,
nice.
She's not going to catch you. Her movies are done. You still have a few more left. The thing you need to be real cognizant of is Mike in the end, because he has both Quiet Place 2 and Mulan, and those are going to blow up the box office.
I wanted a Quiet Place 2 so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are going to be a challenge, and he's going to have a big finish. With him having those movies at the end, I don't think we're going to be able to call this movie draft for probably 5 weeks.
No, Mulan is going to be
after the quarter. So,
a big heavy hitter.
Yeah.
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 Well, we'll see how it goes. I'm happy for now. I don't think I'm going to hold up against Mulan. He spent a lot on Mulan though, didn't he? I don't remember how much it went for, but yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Fantasy Movie League. Who was it that had the perfect cinema this week? Mitts?
Mitts so far. And the weekend isn't over.
True.
Being a holiday weekend, they do extend through tomorrow. But quite honestly, I just don't see it changing. I blew it. I could have had one of my dogs do it for me, and they would have done far better.
You had a week like I typically have. I do okay in the movie drafts if I can win the right movies, but the fantasy movie league.
My problem this week was that I was playing numbers and not movies. And so I'm going through the different things and adjusting numbers and such and seeing what's out there, I really wasn't paying attention. And I'm realizing that now. I wasn't paying attention to what the movies were that I was dealing with, and realizing that, there's movies that were bound to do much better, like Parasite. After winning an Oscar, Parasite's going to do really, really well. They're probably going to be the best performer. Even though it was priced high intentionally, obviously by FML. I just had to expect that it was going to do more. And I didn't account for that. So,
well, you've learned your lesson, Tim.
Oh yeah. Many times over.
you're down here in the bottoms of the league, like I typically am. So that's okay. Unlike me though, you will probably climb back up the rankings, and I'll stick with the movie draft. But if anybody wants to play Fantasy Movie League, it's free. You can go to randomchatter.com/FML. And that's a quick and easy shortcut to take you to our Fantasy Movie League. There's an overall one, and then you can have individual leagues. That's ours. We would be happy to have you join in and play. You can join anytime. There are seasons, but don't worry about it. Just hop in at any time. It's a lot of fun. And if you can beat Tim, then you're my friend. So.
Hey, I'll tell you, I am... I'm not on it like I used to be. I mean, the first couple of seasons that we were involved, I think I was just simply able to crack the nut quicker than other people were.
Yeah.
In terms of how to play the game, and I did real well. And then, you know, folks like Erasure and Mitts and David and a couple of others really, really popped up. I mean, and they figured it out. And, I mean, they're all far better than me now. You know, I mean, I struggle to pull third or fourth place in a season. They're doing way better than I am. So, and that's cool. I mean, it makes it more competitive for me.
I spend 15 to 20 seconds each week making my picks, and it shows. It really does.
Except this week, your 15 to 20 seconds beat out my 15 to 20 minutes.
Wouldn't it take much? yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Moving on. You know, you mentioned the Oscars. I still don't care, other than I care about people's interest in the Oscars. And apparently that interest has been waning. This was the lowest. Was it the lowest? Yeah. All time low in viewership. Ever. Show notes says.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised. They don't have one of the things about a host for the Oscars is that it makes sitting through a multi-hour long award show interesting. And when you no longer have a host, it just, there's no cohesion. There's, I don't know. Like, I didn't really enjoy watching them before, but I sat through them. Now I won't even sit through them.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
I'll tell you, I tend to really, I like the red carpet stuff more than the actual awards show. I like the interactions, you know, that the interviewers are getting with the stars. I like the hell. I even like the fashion aspect of it. I like to see what the stars are wearing, because you know that's what a lot of people are going to talk about. And you know, it's I think those are interesting.
Tim,
quite honestly,
when you need them.
But quite honestly, I think that the premieres of big movies are more interesting even than the Oscars. I mean, yeah. I'll watch Marvel, actually they call it the purple carpet, at least for the first three phases, since those were focused on the Infinity Stones.
Yeah.
And Thanos. Yeah. I loved watching those premieres. I mean, they stream them up on YouTube. They were a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
Obviously it's all the actors and the talent who are involved in the MCU, who are there. So it's much more focused. And, yeah, I think those are a lot of fun. I love to see those interviews and that stuff.
It depends if you've got the right person doing the interview, because a lot of times it's either fluff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, you don't care. Oh, it was so fun working on this movie and everybody's wonderful and the experience was wonderful. Well, of course you're going to say that. That doesn't.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Give us something interesting. And sometimes you get an interviewer and a willing interviewee, and you get some good stuff. So I'll give you the fashion side of it. I could really care less. Just not my thing. But I don't know. The interviews are okay sometimes. But yeah, I think I prefer the red carpet events than the Oscars, because the content's a little more focused.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes the studios give them more specifics about what they can say and what they can't. And I think the studios have been a little more willing to open up recently in order to get more attention to these events.
Yes. Oh, and absolutely.
I think that's a good thing. So
plus, you know, Sam Jackson all the time. Just give me more Sam Jackson.
Yeah.
I'm done with it.
Not on this show. I'd have to censor him out too much.
I'll tell you,
our chatbot would break.
I'm continuing my crusade of, when my biopic gets done, I want Sam Jackson to play me.
We'll get right on that.
I'm sure he'd be happy to. It needs to happen.
Yeah.
No, he would just be happy to. He would be. I can't say it.
Yeah, no, you can't say it. Not on this stream. Nope. No, let's go back and revisit that Marvel stuff, because one of the upcoming stars of one of the Disney Plus Marvel streaming shows is also in another streaming show, Altered Carbon, season 2, coming to Netflix.
Yes,
Anthony Mackie. Correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah, Anthony Mackie is going to be playing the lead. And I loved the first season. Didn't care. So I read the first book. I didn't care that much for the second book. And I thought maybe the second season is going to be based on that second book. But apparently, according to Carrie, who's read maybe the first three books, I don't know how many books there are. I think there are three, said that it looks like this one is going to be kind of an amalgamation of the second and third books. So maybe that's a good thing. Carrie says all three books. Okay. So there are three. Carrie's read them. Carrie is the resident expert. By the way, if you don't know, Carrie is a host on several shows on our network, Cape Chronicles, DC Talk. And she's also our webmaster and handles a lot of administrative stuff for us behind the scenes with the website, the Discord server. So
she's also Mike's handler.
Yes. She's also Mike's handler.
Which is her most difficult and challenging job. And easily. She deserves a raise. And in fact, you know what? I think we're going to announce it right here on this show. Carrie, we're giving you a raise. We are going to double your salary.
All right.
Congratulations.
I don't know.
Congratulations.
She fails at wrangling. I think that's the only job she fails at consistently. So
she just said yay.
Well, there's a delay in the chat when we're doing the video streams. For example, we were talking about hosting and stuff like that, and Rose threw in maybe they just need Neil Patrick Harris to host in his underwear again. And I'm like, when did we have Neil Patrick Harris on the show, on the podcast, hosting in his underwear? But no, she meant Neil Patrick Harris for the Oscars. So
I mean, it's questionable.
That chat delay gets you every time.
It's questionable sometimes if Lou wears pants when he's hosting.
Oh, but he's made it clear. There's no question. Nope. So Altered Carbon season 2 is dropping on Netflix soon. And we just got a new trailer for it. I got to watch bits and pieces of it on my phone in a loud place briefly. So I didn't really get to take it all in, but I'm already sold. I love the first season. I have no doubt the second season is going to be awesome as well. We also got a trailer for Iron Mask, starring Jackie Chan. And Lou put in the show notes Arnold. I assume he means Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger. I did the notes.
Oh, so it's your fault.
If you haven't watched it, don't waste your time.
Wow.
It's absolutely terrible.
So is this like Iron Mask, like the old story from the old classic?
Nope.
No. Oh.
This is not Man in the Iron Mask.
Okay.
It's just Iron Mask. And it, you know what? Jackie Chan is funny.
He can be.
Arnold has had some funny moments, but typically it's more situation based. Like he can't he can't impose his comedic talent upon others because he can't. So he simply doesn't have it.
I'm trying to hard to argue with you on that, and I'm not sure I can. But I'm with the chat room. What is it about?
Who knows?
Yeah, and in fact, that's what Carrie said in the chat room, and she's apparently seen the trailer.
Yeah, it's set looks like older Asia, like feudal Asia, China or Japan, not quite sure.
And it's got Arnold Schwarzenegger?
And it has Arnold Schwarzenegger in it, because sure, why not put a white guy in there?
Why not?
With an Austrian accent.
An Austrian bodybuilder. It's not just putting a white guy in it. It's like...
Yeah. I don't know.
Carrie says it's so horrifying, it's almost funny.
Almost.
Wow. All right.
Almost,
well, let's
we can say.
Move along then. Billie Eilish's James Bond theme has been released for No Time to Die. Now, I have not yet heard this. I heard part of the rendition she did of Yesterday at the Oscars, and I thought that was pretty good. What did you, I know you're a James Bond fan, so you must have heard it. What did you think of it? Well, first, are you a Billie Eilish fan? Because if you're not, like, she has fans and she has people that can't stand her. And if you're on one side of the fence or the other, that could influence your thoughts on this.
I won't say I'm a fan of hers. I don't dislike her stuff. I mean, probably back in, I don't know, November or December is when I first heard of her, and I've, listen to some of her stuff and yeah, I mean, some of it's good. Some of it I like, but yeah, I mean, I won't say I'm like a fan of hers, but she does good stuff.
I agree.
This theme is absolutely brilliant. So it was apparently written by her and her brother.
Most of her music is co-written between the two of them.
Yeah.
If I recall correctly.
Yeah. And it's incredible. So first of all, they captured the Bond essence, and I'm guaranteeing that the two of them sat down and were either like given the material or sat in front of bought the discs or sat in front of YouTube or something and just watched the opening scores for every single Bond movie to get, because there's a particular formula to it.
yeah,
that exists. And it's not like there's only parts of it that are upbeat. It's usually a little bit slower. It's a little more drawn out. There's a lot of orchestra in it often. And Hans Zimmer did the orchestra for this.
Nice.
And it is, it's incredible. And it's haunting almost. I mean, like truly it gives you like chills. And from the remarks that Barbara Broccoli gave about the movie is that there is a part, there's a very strong theme to this movie, which very much relates to that. So I'm guessing that there were kind of some either overall themes or maybe even some cuts or something that they also gave to Billy and her brother for them to get a sense of the feel of the movie itself. And it's really great. It's really great. I love it. And I know there's some people out there who don't at all. And you know, hey, that's fine. That's cool, to each their own.
Yeah.
But I think this is just so absolutely appropriate for James Bond.
Good.
Yeah. I can't say enough about it. It's fantastic.
Okay. Rose in the chat room, if this is who I think it is a musician. So I'm going to go with her take on this as well. She said, honestly, really impressed by Billy's track for the 007 film. Her vocal quality definitely echoes the musical thematics that we saw from Adele a few years ago.
Mm, yeah.
I'm not a big Adele fan, but I recognize that was, you know, is a good track. She goes on to say they must have been given the material. There are a few unusual minor chords that are specific to the Bond sound. So that kind of reflects what you were saying about it.
Yeah. And there are, you know, the traditional, the foundational Bond theme. Yeah. Very often these movie specific theme songs will have little echoes of that traditional Bond theme laid in them periodically. And, and that part in this was all Hans Zimmer in terms of where he placed that. But you know, kind of in concert with what the actual writing of this song was, and it works just so incredibly well. I love it.
All right. So just a quick update on our live stream here in the video podcast. I was a little embarrassed that it was several minutes into the podcast before I remembered to update the ticker at the bottom. It said it was, we were recording Echo Base. And then I just thought, you know, Twitch has this channel title thing. And I realized that on Twitch, we've been saying we're recording Echo Base. So, yeah. Such a noob, I tell you. Oh, well. What do you think about this new Batman suit? I mean, we just got a tease of it. We didn't really get the whole thing, right? We got basically the bust. And it was very dark visually.
Yeah, like it was
barely make out very much, kind of tinted red.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it was very poorly lit.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson is the first. This is the first shot we get of him. Hard to make out too many details, but thoughts?
Yeah, no, there wasn't a lot of detail to be made out, except that it, at least like in the shoulders, it looks more, I think, like armor than we've really seen before.
It does.
Something like this fundamentally is. Like it could be considered a teaser for the movie. Cause that's really ultimately what it is.
Right. Yeah. It tells you nothing.
Yeah. It tells you nothing. Yet it's something that a lot of people really wanted to see. I mean, people are always curious as to what the iteration of the bat suit is going to be. And
it's basically a big old, hey, people stop whining about this actor. Here you go. I mean, that's my take on it. It's a way to basically shut the haters up a little bit.
Look, so many people will judge talent by the stuff that they were involved in, not by how they performed.
Yeah.
And it's so easy for us to be dismissive of the, what was the series? Twilight.
Twilight, Tim.
It's so easy for us to be dismissive.
You say like you
of
haven't seen them all repeatedly.
I haven't. I did see the first one.
I saw one. I saw Twilight Eclipse in the theater on a date. Because I had to.
Sure. I think a lot of people get so dismissive of it. And to dismiss him because he was in Twilight. Okay. Not really, you know, my genre of film, you know, young adult stories really aren't my jam, but just because an actor was in that doesn't mean that they're a bad actor. And when right. you look at his actual acting, it was really quite good. You have to kind of strip away the context a little bit. If that genre is not your thing, you do have to strip that away a little bit. Kind of so you can just focus in on the actor and their talent. And yeah, he's good. I think he's going to be a perfectly fine Batman.
If you pick any actor who's your favorite actor, I can almost guarantee there's been some movie, unless they're a new actor and haven't done much yet, I can guarantee there's some movie that they've done that was a bad movie.
Sam Jackson has never been in a bad
just
movie.
Just how the industry works. Sam Jackson has been in plenty of bad movies. Don't even. All right. Well, I don't know. I'm optimistic about the Batman movie, but then I've got some concerns. They've got way too many villains slated to be in it. I don't know. We'll see when it comes out. I'm not that bothered by this iteration of the Batman character itself. I'm, you know, after the Ben Affleck thing, I'm open to just about any, like, I don't think I want to see Jack Black as Batman. There are some exceptions, but for the most part, I'm willing to give anybody a chance now because I actually really liked Ben Affleck as Batman. I dare say that while the movies weren't good, that iteration of Batman may have been my favorite. So yeah. I don't know. So moving on, let's see, what else do we have left? We're whipping through the show notes pretty quickly here. A live action Rapunzel movie? No. Like, there are some movies that you could kind of get away with the live action thing, and even then, like, just not interested. Mulan, I think, is a good one. There are a couple that the suspension of disbelief, okay. But Rapunzel, where the whole premise is that she grows her hair really long so she can use it as a way to rappel out of a tower and all that. Like, it just, come on. I mean, it's a goofy concept anyway. And they managed to make Tangled a pretty good animated movie despite itself. But it's just, of all the movies to make as a live action movie, I mean, when is Disney going to stop? Are they going to have to go all the way back to Song of the South before they stop? Stop now, Disney. Actually, there was live action in Song of the South, but I'm old enough to have remembered actually seeing it. Do we need this, though? What?
Most of the live action films are doing reasonably well.
Yeah. Well, and Mulan is going to reinforce the concept that this is something Disney needs to be doing. And I have no doubts Mulan's going to be good. It looks really good. I just don't want more of these.
Mulan is going to absolutely, I said it before, Mulan is just going to blow up the box office. Yeah. I think it's just going to do insane, insane numbers. I think it's going to rival Beauty and the Beast numbers. It's gonna do insanely well. Yeah.
David in the chat room says, I want my live action Sword in the Stone and done with justice. Just like the Justice League movie was. Done with justice. We should bring Zack Snyder in to do a live action Sword in the Stone.
Yeah.
No.
Which then he'll leave early and then fans will demand that they release the Zack Snyder cut of Sword in the Stone.
Now, to be fair, Zack Snyder had a good reason to leave early.
Oh, so. Yes. He absolutely. No, I'm not knocking him. I'm knocking. No,
you're knocking the fans. Yeah.
I'm knocking
I know.
Society.
I know. I just want to make it clear for our listeners what you're actually saying. But all right. So the rest of the news we've got here, Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, which I guess is going to be a Netflix stop motion movie.
Yeah.
Has added Ewan McGregor and Tilda Swinton. Okay.
I will absolutely see that. Guillermo del Toro doing Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Is going to be terrifying. And I am all in on that. All in on that.
If nothing else, the visual design of his movies are really good.
Absolutely.
Like, I hated Hellboy 2, I think it was. I think it was Hellboy 2, but the art design was fascinating. Mm-hmm. And he's such a creative director that I'll probably watch it just out of like being a movie fan more so than mm-hmm. the fact that I think I'm going to like the film. I don't think I'm going to care that much about the film, but I'll care about the conceptual, like the design and the mechanics of it. So.
And it's on Netflix. So it's basically like low investment to,
exactly.
To see it. Yeah. I'm wondering if I'm just looking up quick, if there's a release date on this, I don't see it. Hmm. Because I'm wondering if they're going to do, like, if they do an October release on this. It's expected to begin streaming Netflix 2021. It's a series.
Oh, okay.
Apparently. So, really? So sometime next year. All right.
Huh. Okay. All right. Another thing coming to Netflix, another series by Kevin Smith, Masters of the Universe, AKA He-Man. Mm-hmm. And this is called Masters of the Universe Revelation. And apparently they've announced the cast. I missed this. Chris Wood is going to be He-Man. What do I know Chris Wood from?
Oh, let's see here.
You IMDb that while I read the list here. Of course, the best part of the casting here, Mark Hamill as Skeletor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome. Lena Headey as Evil Lyn. Sarah Michelle Gellar as Tila. Ellen Oppenheimer.
Chris Wood is in Legacies, which I'm not familiar with.
I have not seen it. I know of it, but I haven't watched it. Mm-hmm. Ellen Oppenheimer, apparently was the original Skeletor. He's going to be Mossman.
Yes.
Kevin Conroy, best known for Batman the Animated Series, is going to be Merman. This is why I never got into... This isn't the only reason I never got into He-Man. The whole thing just looked silly to me. And I know I just... like pissed off every listener we have, but
I loved it when I was a kid. Actually loved it. It's so cool. I mean, Alan Oppenheimer obviously being in it is really cool because like you said, he was Skeletor, but then also that Mark Hamill and Kevin Conroy are getting back together to do this, I think is fantastic.
Yeah.
Looking forward to this series. And it's Kevin Smith. I mean, Kevin Smith is the embodiment of us. I mean, he is the ultimate fanboy.
Yeah.
The
Jay and Silent Bob reboot movie. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm. No.
It was very much a, hey, let's have fun making a movie. Like just no substance. Basically just let's hang out, make a movie. And if you're a Kevin Smith fan, you're going to love it because it's all inside jokes and pop culture references and mm-hmm. exactly what you would expect.
That's most of Kevin Smith's stuff. I mean,
so this is like a Kevin Smith caricature of Kevin Smith.
Mm, okay. All right.
It's like an exaggeration of Kevin Smith with Kevin Smith designing the exaggeration. It's like this recursive loop that just kind of, but it was fun.
That may actually be too much Kevin Smith for me because I do kind of get a little exhausted with the ultimate fanboy thing. Even though I totally respect the stuff that he does,
it wasn't bad. I don't want to make it sound like it was.
It was fun.
It was worth watching. But it's very much like you throw it on Netflix, like in the background while you're doing something else. All due respect to Kevin Smith. I love the guy. But like it was fun. It's worth watching. But also don't think you're getting some piece of cinematic. You know, it's not Clerks. It's not Chasing Amy. It's not.
Right.
It doesn't have a point or anything. It's just it's there.
Yeah.
Anyway, to wrap up the rest of the list here, Liam Cunningham as Man-at-Arms. I can't get past the names of these characters. Bob, Steve, Conrad. Like, some of those would be better than... Alicia Silverstone is Queen Marlena. Marlena, whatever. Don't know, don't care. Josh Gad is in talks to play the son of Rick Moranis' scientist in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Yay. Don't care about that one either, honestly.
Well, so here's the thing. This is being billed as a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reboot. Is it a reboot if someone is playing the offspring of a character from the original? That's not a reboot to me. That's a sequel.
I mean, it's...
But they're calling it a reboot. It has a direct relationship to the original.
If it is a continuation of the original, it's not a reboot. A reboot is when you redo the original, either with the same characters or with alternate characters, but not...
Right.
By acknowledging that the original characters, and then this is a relative, unless you're saying the events of the first movie never happened, but I'm sure that's not going to be the case either.
Well, but then that's irrelevant if the events of the original never happened.
Are we at a point now, Tim, where putting reboot in a description actually gets you money? Like, is this a marketing technique now?
No, Carrie, Jumanji is not a reboot.
No, you're right. Carrie in the chat room asked if Jumanji is a reboot, if it references the first movie. I don't think it was ever, Jumanji was never really billed as a reboot, though.
No. It was a specific
continuation.
It's occurring in the same universe, just with a different cast of characters.
Yeah.
And they kind of did a technological upgrade.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. It's scary when you and I think of the same thing at the same time.
I know. It's like we're finishing each other's...
sentences.
No, I was going to say sandwiches. I'm kind of hungry.
Oh,
I don't care.
How hungry are you? Are you hungry for fried chicken?
I could go for fried chicken. Why? Is there something in the show notes? I should probably scroll down here.
If say like you had fried chicken and you didn't have pockets, where might you have that fried chicken?
For those on the audio version of the podcast, I'm pointing at my tummy. It would go into my stomach, Tim. That's what you do with fried chicken. Or you can throw it at people, but really, I'd say eating it is the preferred disposal method. I don't know what you... What do you mean if I don't have pockets? Like, I wouldn't put it in my pockets in the first place, Tim. So is there a worse place to, I shouldn't ask that question because I'll probably regret the answer, but is there a worse place to put chicken than in your pocket? That's just really bad.
So this brings us to our rather infamous, what were they thinking segment?
Oh yeah. It's been a while since I've been in Random Chatter. I forgot about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So KFC and Crocs have in fact announced.
Oh no.
That they have combined for a very bizarre limited edition footwear.
Please tell me this is not going where I think it's going. It's Crocs with pictures of KFC chicken on the side, or the KFC logo, perhaps. Colonel Sanders' face on the toes of the Crocs. Yes?
This is footwear by people who make fried chicken for people who love fried chicken. Specifically, KFC fans who only care about how comfortable their shoes are, no matter the style. And they're...
You're burying the lead here. Tell me they're not made of chicken.
Well, no, they're not made of chicken. So the bottom of these special edition shoes resembles...
I was worried for a minute. Tim, you know how it is. If you're springing this on me, you're going to tell me that people are walking around with... shoes made of processed chicken that they can then take off and eat if they get hungry.
Well, just wait.
I don't know.
Just wait. So the shoes resemble a box of KFC chicken. And going here from the article I'm reading in Nerdist, if that was the motif throughout, these might actually be pretty great. But these go well beyond kitsch and into downright insanity thanks to the rest of the design. The sides and the tops of the Crocs are adorned with images of fried chicken. Crocs says that these will make your dreams of wearing a bucket of chicken finally come true. Is that what you dream of, Eric? Do you dream of wearing a bucket of chicken?
Nightmares are dreams too, right? Because if so, I kind of feel like I'm living in a dream, a nightmare of wearing chicken on my shoes.
But wait, there's more.
Uh-huh.
If that isn't completely over the top, each pair of co-branded footwear comes with two charms made to resemble and smell like fried chicken. Yes, not only do these come with Crocs ornaments to stick on the top, they smell like fried chicken. Because nothing says finger licking good like open face shoes that smell like a KFC restaurant.
Okay, so that doesn't bother me that much. People like the smell of fried chicken. My concern is that if you combine the smell of fried chicken with foot odor, the only thing I can think that that would make me do is to never want to eat KFC again, because anytime I started to smell KFC, I would also associate it with foot odor.
Mm-hmm.
This may be the most counterproductive marketing in the history of a fast food franchise. Why would you want to associate the smell of your food with stinky feet? So not only is it like stupid from a, hey, this is just a really dumb idea sort of thing, but truly, what were they thinking about taking their brand, their identity, and going out of their way to associate it with something that people universally find repulsive and disgusting? What am I missing here?
I have no answer for you. I have no answer.
Do they not have a drug policy at KFC headquarters? Like, what kind of narcotics were they on when they came up with this idea? I don't know. Wow. Mind blown.
I can't give you any meaningful dialogue with this, Eric, because
don't make me sit here and just rant on my own, Tim. Because what more is there to say?
I think you should go pick up your own pair of fried chicken shoes.
Oh, you know, I am going to go get some food right now, but it's not going to be any chicken product. Not anymore. Going to go get me a salad. Yeah. All right. Anything else before we close out the episode, Tim?
How can we possibly top fried chicken shoes?
I don't know. Apparently with Colonel Sanders' face and KFC logos.
And fried chicken charms that smell like fried chicken.
Wow. I'm going to type that in as the show episode. Smells like chicken.
Can you end this episode, please?
I would love to after that. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. That's going to do it for this episode of Random Chatter. If you are new to the show, be sure to head over to randomchatter.com. And we've got a lot of great podcasts there. We've got an entire network covering primarily movies and television, but also a lot of sci-fi kind of geek culture stuff. We've got a lot of Star Wars stuff, DC, Marvel, etc. So head over to randomchatter.com. Search for our podcasts anywhere in iTunes or Spotify, whatever. We've got a feed for the entire Random Chatter podcast network. It's a great way to get exposure to all of the different shows on the network. We would also love to hear from you. You can send us feedback in a number of different ways. As we said at the top of the show, you can email us, randomchatter@randomchatter.com. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter @randomchatter. Tim, where can we find you on Twitter and or Instagram?
Twitter @QuigonTim, that is Tim with two M's, and Instagram is somecallmetim1138.
All right. Some call you other things too, but that there is a profanity filter here in the chat room. So, all right. Do you remember Lou's contact information? Pop quiz.
Lou, Twitter @LouSkywalker. That's Skywalker without the E.
Very good.
And, I believe Instagram is just Lou Secchi.
And Six Inch Hero,
where which
he does
is
his Star Wars action figure based photography stuff.
Yes.
Very cool stuff there. And Lizzie's contact info.
Twitter is TWT about Lizzie, and Instagram is the wonderful thing about Lizzie.
All right. Mine is at Eric Blythe. That's E-R-I-K-B-L-Y-T-H-E. However, I will probably only be active from this point forward on my Twitch account, which will be Cinefan, C-Y-N-E-F-A-N. That's for both Twitter and Instagram. And you'll be able to find information about when I go live streaming through that Twitter account. And also for now, when we're hosting the Random Chatter Network podcasts, though we are also coming out with a Random Chatter Network Twitch channel. In fact, you can follow it right now. We don't have it set up yet, but it does exist. You can go follow it. And then when we go live there as well, you'll be able to get notifications. So hop on that. Don't forget to join us in Discord, randomchatter.com/Discord. Again, it's free to join, free to get the app. We would love to see you there. randomchatter.com/Patreon to help support the network. The music you hear in the audio version of this podcast is The Perfect Heist by Blue Stolly. Wow, it's getting late, and I'm starting to both get hungry and to think about how disgusting fried chicken is now. Thanks, Tim, for that.
It's not my fault.
You forever tainted KFC. I only report this stuff.
I don't make it up.
No, unfortunately not. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Random Chatter. Until next time, everybody, take care.